visiting MyNextFiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, No. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
It is Salem Springs ball to start this final quarter as Mount Tom leads 47-36. And Mount Pass goes to Pilcher. She'll give it back to Morgan Jones. We're back underway. Ball goes over to Johnson on the right side. Up top to Prendergast. Prendergast dribbles to the right corner.
Good defense right there by Lakin. They tried that little fake handoff again, and Lakin switched off and came in there.
Ball goes to Johnson in the paint. She throws out to Jones. Now to Ellis. Now Pilcher has it. She will give it, try to throw it back to Jones. She mishandles the ball. And the ball goes out of bounds. Will be another turnover against Salem Springs. Parker Husky coming back in as Bailey Rittenberg takes a seat. So, yeah, so it looks like she is feeling a little better there.
Yeah, you got to get her back in. She may be a little sore, but you don't want her sitting over there kind of letting it get sore on her. And she's moving good, so I think she's going to be okay.
Well, Bailey Rittenberg will check Brad back in the next available time. Here is Yonkers with it, dribbling into the lane, finding Fossus for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 7:24 left.
I'm just hoping that Livy Fosnes will come with different dyed hair and a tattoo sleeve next game, because she is our Dennis Rodman. Oh. She is just unreal around the boards tonight.
I'm going to agree to disagree on that.
Oh, come on.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Fosnes hits the first free throw. That foul is on Erica Ellis, her third personal foul, team foul number one against Silent Springs. And before Fosnes shoots the second free throw, Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 7:24 left to play in the game. Mount Tom leads Silent Springs 48-36 with a free throw pending. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Livy Fossus back to the free throw line with one more free throw to shoot with 7:24 left to play in the game. Boy, she is just having a night.
It's unbelievable. You know, here's the deal with Livy. We've been waiting. I joke about her dad saying that. We really have been waiting for Livy to bust out. She has the skill. She's unable to be blocked out.
Yeah.
And, you know, they come from a smaller school in Minnesota coming up here and just catching up with the speed of the game. And we knew it was coming. And, man, no better time than tonight for her.
Well, she does get both free throws. She's got 15 on the night. Mount Tom up 49-36. Here is Jones with it up top. Throws over to Keene on the right side. Up top to Ellis. Ellis dribbles into the lane. Goes up for the layup. It was stopped by Fosnes, and the rebound's controlled by Yonkers. Her pass, though, is knocked away, and Jones comes up with a steal. Jones back the other way. She's going to pull up for the three on the left side. Good. Morgan Jones with 16 on the night.
10-point game. Can't breathe easy yet. Mountain Home just needs to be safe and get great shots on coming down the floor now.
49-39 our score. 6:33 left. Ball goes to Yonkers in the right corner. She's met by a double team. Try to throw it to Fossus. Ball knocked away and stolen by Ellis. Here comes Salem Springs. Pilcher with it in the right corner. She's going to try another three-pointer. In and out. And the rebound's controlled by Fossus. She'll throw it to Husky, who will bring it into the front court. Ball goes over to Rittenberg on the left side. She drills to the elbow, finds McCarn on the low block, and she'll be tied up. It will be Mount Holmes' ball in the possession arrow.
Yeah, That's something with Bailey with playing time we'll realize right there. Anna's 6'4", 6'5", and she's going against a 5'10 person. Throw that ball up high. Don't bounce that down there to where she has to reach down around her knees to get it. Throw that ball up high and let Anna stay up tall with it and go get the ball.
Lakin Moore comes in replacing Jaylee Yonkers, and for Solemn Springs, Cadence Prettergast checks out of the game as she's replaced by Bianca Quinones. Lakin Moore will inbound the ball on the baseline, and Bailey Redberg has to chase it down. And now she has her pocket picked as Keene comes up with the steal.
15th turnover by the Lady Bombers tonight.
Pilcher going up for the layup, no good. Gets her own rebound, goes back up with it. That won't go either. And this time the rebound is just controlled by Fossas. She just made sure ripped it out of everyone else's hands. Said, you're not getting that rebound.
31 rebounds tonight. I guarantee you Livy Fossness has half of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, now Redberg has the ball knocked away. Quinones comes up with the steal as she throws out to Jones.
Mountain Home just on a turnover bug right now. We're at 16 turnovers to 11.
Jones going up for the runner in the lane. No good. Fight for the rebound. And Jones gets it. Throws out to Ellis. Over to Pilcher on the right side. Down to Ellis on the low block. She will give it to Quinones. Her jumper is up. No good. May have been partially blocked. And McCarr gets the rebound. She will give it to Husky, who's back the other way with it.
Just settle down, slow down, get a great shot. That's one right there.
McCarr will be fouled on the way up, and she'll head to the free throw line with 5:13 left.
Good job, Parker. Pressing the issue, drawing the defense to her, and throwing it over to Ann on that left side.
Erica Ellis picks up her fourth personal foul. Second team foul against Solemn Springs here in the fourth quarter. The forced free throw did not go?
Did not go. Okay. Rolled out. As Livy Fossness gets a break. Bailey Brittenberg gets a break. Sarah Williams and Jaylee Yonkers back in for the Lady Bombers.
Solemn Springs bringing in a few subs as well. Natalie Perez comes in replacing Addison Pilcher. Morgan Jones and Erica Ellis take a seat. Ellis just picked up a fourth foul again. And the second free throw from McCarn is up and in. She's now in double figures with 10.
You know, these tiebreaker points we talk about, this is going to come down to first through third is going to break it down.
So she did hit the first free throw.
No, it didn't go in.
Well,
they gave it to her up there, but it did not go in.
Okay, wow. Ball goes to Keene in the right corner. Now out to Johnson. Down to Prettergast. She puts up the jumper. Her basket counts, and she is fouled.
Woo! And their coaches are going here to figure it out, to talk to them about it, that it is not.
Okay, so Cadence Prettergast will go to the line for the first time tonight to try to convert the three-point play. Parker Husky picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home. Number one against Mountain Home here in the fourth quarter. Free throw for Prettergast is up and in. She has five on the night.
It's 50-42. They do have it on the wrong.
Now they got corrected. As Sarah Williams' three-pointer misses everything. Offensive rebound from McCarn. She couldn't get the putback. It hit the bottom of the backboard, and the rebound's controlled by Solemn Springs. Emily Keene will throw that out to Perez for the three-pointer on the right side. No good, and Williams gets the rebound from Mountain Home.
Good rebound by Sarah. Mountain Home just needs to settle down right here, and let's get a good shot.
Husky loses the dribble, so she can't dribble anymore. Ball goes to Moore. She's going to put up the jumper in the lane. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Johnson.
No reason to go quick. You've got a 9-point lead, and all you're doing is letting Siloam get up and get down the floor and beat you.
And cut it to two possessions on the layup by Prettergast, and now Tom's going to take a timeout. Dell Leonard says enough. We'll break with 4:14 left to play in the game. It is Mount Tom leading Siloam Springs 50-44. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
Well, Mount Home taking their first 32nd timeout of the night with 4:14 left to play in the game as they lead Solemn Springs. But that lead's not as big as it was, 50-44 our score right now.
Yeah, we were talking about in the break there just the, not playing well. And you go through ebbs and flows of a season, and right now the Lady Bombers aren't playing well. However, great teams find ways to get wins when they're not playing well, and that's what we're hoping the Lady Bombers can do tonight.
And Mount Home almost turned out, or they do. They're going to say it's off the foot of Livy Fossness. And Solemn Springs is going to get back with 4:05 left to play in the game.
A lot of our turnovers have been on interior, trying to make those bounce passes. We've got the height advantage. We need to get that ball up in the air.
Johnson into the front court for the Lady Panthers. Throws over to Perez on the left side. Now Johnson has it there on the wing. She dribbles toward the low block, throwing it out to Keene on the right wing. Well, that's a strange pass, but
just ran and chunked it.
Yeah, Ellis goes into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Moore. Making Moore into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws it to McCarn. She's going to be tied up. It's going to be Solomon Springs ball in the possession arrow.
Anna doesn't need to dribble that ball. She's catching and just dribbling it down as she catches that ball. And she needs to keep it above her head, wait for some cutters to come, and then drop that ball off.
Morgan Jones comes back in for Solomon Springs, replacing Natalie Perez. 3:32 left to play in the game. 50-44, Lady Bombers up. Jones will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Panthers.
Good news for the Lady Bombers. The Solomon Springs team's having this hard time scoring. I mean, they've got 8 points in this quarter, and that's been a big offensive onslaught for them. So even though we're not scoring, you got to feel if we can get 5 or 6 more points, it's going to be a lot for Solomon Springs to overcome.
Johnson tries to throw it to Prettergast. Ball's knocked away, but Keene's there to pick it up. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Up top to Jones. Down to 10. Jones dribbles on the left side.
You go one-on-one.
Ball goes to Keene in the right corner. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound chased down by McCarn. She'll give it to Yonkers, who's quickly into the front court. Yonkers will go up for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 2:52 left.
Good rebound on this other end by Anna McCarn. She went in there and grabbed that rebound and nice outlet pass to Jayla. Jayla pressed the issue really well, taking it to the hole.
That's Emily Keene's second personal foul, team foul number three, against Mountain Home, against Solomon Springs here in the fourth quarter. So Jayla Yonkers' first free throws of the night is up and in. Cadence Prettergast checking back out of the game as Bianchi Quinones comes back in. Second free throw for Yonkers. Gets both. So it's an 8-point lead for Mountain Home. 52-44 our score.
18 turnovers by the Lady Bombers tonight.
Ball knocked away. Mountain Home almost comes up with a steal.
She walked before she did it, and they didn't call it on her.
Johnson tries to throw it to Ellis. It goes off her hands and out of bounds on the baseline. Mount Home's going to get it back on the turnover.
Now, we just need to get a great shot. We're up 8. Use the shot clock. Get a great shot and see if we can't get this thing up to 10 and more.
Yep. Husky across the timeline. Throws it to Moore near the left corner. Right corner, excuse me. Now back to Husky. Over to Yonkers. Now Moore has it near the top. Lob pass to McCarn in the paint.
Don't dribble.
She has
that,
the ball knocked away and stolen by Solomon Springs.
Don't dribble that ball, Anna. You had it up high. Just turn around and go up with it.
Ball is with Ellis. She dribbles on the right side. Gives it there to Jones. Jones will throw it to Keene on the left. Keene's going to dribble into the lane, and she'll be fouled. They're going to call on the shot? Wow.
No, she was.
Wow, they're going to give it to her. Anna McCarn picks up her.
She was passing that ball out.
I thought so, too. That's McCarn's first personal foul, team foul number two, against Mountain Home here in the fourth quarter. So Emily Keene at the free throw line. So far, 1 of 2. We'll make it 1 of 3 from the free throw line. She misses the first one here. Bianca Quinones and Eric Ellis check out of the game as Cadence Prettergast and Natalie Perez check back in. 1:59 left to play in this game as Keene has one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up. Good. She has 6 on the night. 52-45. Still a 3-possession lead for Mountain Home. Moore back the other way. Going up for the runner. Shot was blocked by Keene. And the ball comes to the hands of Natalie Perez.
There's no reason right now for the Lady Bombers to be in a rush. Just use shot clock. The clock is your friend.
Jones dribbling into the lane. Loses the ball off her leg and out of bounds. Mountain Home he dodges a little bit of a bullet there.
Yeah, he did. They're going to come up with a full court press here.
1:40 left to play in the game. It's a 7-point Mount Home advantage right now.
It's going to be a man press. We just need to get it in and clear and let Parker take it.
Husky does have it. She's about to be met by a double team, though.
Yeah, they're going to come jump it.
Now if she picks up a dribble, gives it to Moore. Into the front court to Yonkers.
Now settle out right here.
Yonkers will give up top to Husky.
They're in a man-to-man. They've switched to a man-to-man.
Over to Moore on the right side. She dribbles the elbow, pulls up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Perez. Silent Springs with another chance to make it a two-possession game. 1:13 left to play. Here is Johnson with it. Gives up top to Prendergast. Over to Jones on the right. She dribbles up to the top. Over to Perez on the left. Perez will dribble up to the top. Gives it there to Johnson. Johnson dribbles to the left side. Gives it there to Jones. And an offensive foul away from the ball, or is it? Yeah.
No, they're going. I think they're going to call Parker Husky on the foul.
What? Wow. Okay. That's Husky's fourth. Team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the fourth quarter. And now Silent Springs is going to use their last timeout of the night. We'll break with 57.9 seconds left to play in the game. It is Solemn Springs leading Mountain Home 52-45. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Solemn Springs taking their last time out of the night with 57.9 seconds left to play in the game. Well, we're acting like we're going to inbound it. They must have called that foul on Johnson.
1 minute remaining.
No, never mind. Now. So Sarah Williams was a little confused there. She thought she went out to the baseline to throw it
the
in,
ball
but
in.
But no, it's Solemn Springs ball. Okay, yeah. 57.9 seconds left as Jones inbounds it to Keene over top to Johnson, over to Pilcher on the right side, and the pass goes off Keene, but then off the arm of Parker Husky. That's just unfortunate.
Yeah, they set up a play. They threw the ball too high, went off of Keene's hand, and Parker just happened to have her back there. It hit off her shoulder right out of bounds.
Yep. So it will be Jones inbounding it on the baseline. Gives it to Johnson on the left side to Jones in the corner.
Make him run some clock here.
Yep. Jones will throw it over to Pilcher on the right side, down into Prendergast in the corner. Boy, she got really close to that baseline. Ball goes off of Lake and Moore and out of bounds. And so it will be Solemn Springs inbounding it once again. 40 and a half seconds left in the game. 18 left on the shot clock. Jones will inbound it to Prendergast. Back to Jones. She drills out to the right wing. Gives it to Johnson.
I don't know if they're aware of the low shot clock that they're in.
Ball goes over to Keene on the left side. She's going to dribble to the low block. Her layup is blocked. Oh, they're going to call a foul on McCarn. So with 30 seconds left, Emily Keene will head to the free throw line. Anna McCarn picks up her second personal foul.
That's why it's so hard to win on the road here in the 5A West. Calls like that make it tough.
Fourth team foul against the Lady Bombers. First free throw is up and in, and that makes a two-possession game.
And I do feel that was a foul on Anna. The question is, how come we haven't been getting that on this end down here, right? That's the difference there.
Yeah.
How many free throws did the Lady Bombers shot tonight?
We'll see if I can figure that up in a little bit. Second free throw for Keene is up. Rolls around, does not go. Moore had the rebound for a moment, but it was knocked out of her hands. The last touch by Solemn Springs. Mountain Home will get it back with 28.9 left. Shot clock is off. Now to him up by two possessions.
They're going to have to foul to extend this game.
Sarah Williams will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Husky. And Husky into the front court, throws it to Yonkers. How long do they wait? Oh, there's the foul.
Yeah, Coach Leonard is losing his mind on the Lady Bomber sideline over here. He's like, you have to call a foul. They had two hands pulling Parker's arms down as she was trying to make that pass and didn't call that foul.
Kenzie Johnson picks up her third personal foul. That's the last foul Solemn Springs has to give. The next one will put Mountain Home at the free throw line. 21.2 seconds left. Moore will inbound it from the far sideline into Husky. There's the foul. Emily Keene picks up her third personal foul. 15th foul, so Parker Husky go to the line for the first time tonight. She has yet to score in this game. So one free throw will make it a three-possession game and make it a lot harder for Solemn Springs.
Yeah, it's need to see these go down.
Husky's first free throw is up. Good. Sarah Williams and Jaylee Yonkers check back in out of the game as Bailey Rittenberg and Lakin Anderson come back in. Caden Spreedergast checks out of the game as she will replace Jasmine Labatad. Free throw for a Husky is no good. Offense rebound from McCarn. She puts it back up and in. Anna McCarn with 12 on the night, and Mount Tom quickly takes a timeout. We'll break with 15.8 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Salem Springs 55-46. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Well, Mount Tom taking the timeout with 15.8 seconds left after Anna McCarn got the offensive rebound and the putback.
So Alma won in the boys' game. Alma won by 9 against Harrison. I was looking. There might be some. There was a couple technicals. I don't know if the coach got thrown out or what at the end of the game. If so, that could be. He did get ejected, he said.
So
that could be a big implication on he might not be able to coach against the Bombers next game.
So David Stoller may not be on the sideline against Mountain Home Tuesday night.
Mountain Home full court press right here. We're trying to get that 10-point. We're trying to get that tiebreaker.
55-46 our score as Salem Springs turns it over with 9.9 left. The ball goes out of bounds well to the wide of Prendergast.
Coach Valenda trying to call a timeout.
Yeah. And they're going to get it. So we'll break with 9.9 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Salem Springs 55-46. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves in providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. I'm Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home, and I want to invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location on the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Mountain Home taking the timeout with 9.9 seconds left as they lead 55-46.
We're going to throw this deep to Lakin. It's easy. Throw it deep.
Lakin Anderson throws a baseball pass to Parker Husky, and she'll be fouled.
In the back. Yep. She's going to go to the baseline. She's going to go to the free throw line.
Yep. 8.2 seconds left. That took 1.7 off the clock.
Got your softball star throwing that ball in. Lakin Anderson with a great pass. Really, there was nobody behind Lakin Moore. Her girl was in front of her here. They could have just thrown it deep to Lakin. She could have shot a layup.
Emily Keene picks up her fourth personal foul. Husky's first free throw, no good.
Coach Husky rolling his eyes over there. He knows how big this point is when it comes to tiebreaker points.
She's now 1-3 on the from the line with 1 point. With one more to shoot. Second shot for Husky is up. Good.
There we go. Got that. Now we just need to play defense. No fouls.
So 56-46. Mountain Home enough tiebreaker points. About pass goes to Johnson. Johnson tries to throw it to Prendergast. She is able to get it. Can't get the layup. McCarn gets the rebound, and they're going to foul her. They're going to wave it off.
They're going to wave it off. Yep.
So Mountain Home is going to get the 10-point victory and get the max on the tiebreaker points. Our foul scorer. Mountain Home defeats Salem Springs in this girls' match at 56-46. We'll come back and start the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty.